W266CX Prutco. Talk Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Moves to oust Virginia's top officials are slowing down.
The governor says he's not going anywhere and plans to pursue a racial equity agenda. A state legislator backed off his plans to submit a bill of impeachment against the lieutenant governor, who's facing accusations of sexual assault. In an interview broadcast on CBS's This Morning, Governor Ralph Northam says after the firestorm about his use of blackface in the 1980s, he's now conscious of his white privilege and can be an agent of change in office. A Democratic delegate who suggested impeachment proceedings against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax now says additional conversations need to happen. Lawmakers are considering investigating Fairfax. His accusers say they'd testify. I'm Warren Levinson.
Correspondent Sagar Magani reports another government shutdown looms as aides on both sides say the mood is not hopeful as bipartisan negotiators seek to revive border security talks today.
The deadline for reaching a deal is midnight Friday. After that, parts of the government would start closing weeks after the longest shutdown in American history ended. Talks broke down over the weekend, not long after it appeared negotiators were close to a deal. The latest dispute is over migrant detention policies, and there's still no agreement on funding the president's border wall.
President Trump spoke this past hour at the White House as he left for a political rally tonight in El Paso. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In recent speeches, including the State of the Union, the president has singled out the border town of El Paso. He says a border wall dramatically reduced crime in the city, and he'll highlight that when he holds a rally there tonight. It's the latest push by the president to get billions of dollars in wall funding. But bipartisan talks hit a snag over the weekend, raising doubts that a deal can be reached by Friday's deadline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 53 points, but the NASDAQ rose 10 and the S&P advanced 2, oil down to $52.41 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The man accused of killing 11 people and wounding 7 at a Pittsburgh synagogue has appeared in federal court.
Robert Powers has pleaded not guilty to a new indictment that adds 19 additional counts. The new charges include hate crime violations, using a firearm during crimes of violence, and obstructing religious belief. Authorities say Powers raged against Jews during and after the attack. Powers' attorney Judy Clark says the defense hopes the case can be resolved without going to trial. Clark is a noted death penalty lawyer whose clients have included one of the Boston Marathon bombers, a 9/11 conspirator, and Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. I'm Mike Hempen.
Freshman Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, a Muslim, unequivocally apologized on Monday for tweets that some termed anti-Semitic, which drew bipartisan criticism and a rebuke from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 15th through Sunday, February 17th, it's the Jacksonville International Auto Show at the Pride Osborne Convention Center. Check online for daily show hours. Friday, February 15th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, February 16th at 4 p.m. See and hear Stop at the Times Union Center. And Saturday, February 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On the East Beltway, you're still seeing delays because of emergency vehicles on the 295 southbound ramp to the exit at Monument Road. That off-ramp is closed. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on the West Beltway, 295 northbound at US 17. That's Roosevelt Boulevard. And another disabled vehicle on I-95 northbound before Emerson Street. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight. Low 61 Tuesday, partly sunny and breezy. High 81.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. Ah! And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Yeah, we're kind of doing a spin on things. Not exactly the I'm Speaking Plainly format, but a groundbreaking hour here for you guys to listen to us driving home. Today is the last word in politics. This whole hour is monikered as the last word. Today it's me. Tomorrow, the last word in insurance with Dan, the insurance man. I am learning so much by being the moderator on that show. And then following that on Wednesday, the last word in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. And then coming at the end of the week, bookending this, the last word in politics on Thursday with me and the last word in politics on Friday with me. So you get a double dose of me on Thursday and Friday. And today has been rather exciting. Exciting in local politics because it's starting to heat up, folks. The local mayor's race is getting hot and heavy. We've got letters flying back and forth. We've got people emailing folks like me. We've got blogs going off. And so let's just start. First of all, I am remiss for not introducing my good friend and board operator over there who's making me sound really good today, pushing all the buttons and sliding all the slides. He'll be the first person you talk to at 222-TALK.
But don't let that scare you.
8255. Yeah. AJ Davis over there making me sound good.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing, buddy? How was your weekend?
All right. As my granddaughter turned 7 yesterday, so that was a lot of fun. I got to go, if you don't mind me mentioning, a restaurant that's a chain, but I'd never been to the Mellow Mushroom, and we went over to the Tinseltown location. It was fabulous.
So you got mellow at the Shroom, huh?
That's
you
got
to talk the way today's young people talk, man.
Yeah, man.
Went over and had a pie.
You mean I'm not hip anymore?
You're not hip anymore, man. It's been a long time since those days at WAPE.
Oh, man. That's for sure when it was on AM.
You're just an old geezer like me. But anyway, AJ's over there waiting to take your calls. The phone lines are open. I really, really, really want to hear from a lot of my... I want to hear new callers, too, but I want to hear from a lot of my regulars who know that for the last... Well, in June, we start our eighth year doing I'm Speaking Plainly. And so a lot of you guys have been with me for the whole time. And you've seen politics at its best, and you've seen politics at its worst. And I have a feeling we are getting close to being politics at its worst right now here in Duval County, because we have a very heated race between two front runners, in my opinion, and then another person who, although many claim is a spoiler, could also do a really good job of splitting the vote. And if his message is on point, might even be up there with a major contender. But I'm talking about our incumbent, and that is Mayor Lenny Curry. Heads off, facing off with Anna Brochet, former city council president. There's no love lost between the two of them, that's for sure. And then, of course, Jimmy Hill, who was a guest live on my show last Saturday night. If you didn't hear it, you can catch it on the podcast. These podcast shows are available, by the way, to you for free. Just download the free WBOB radio app, and you can listen in. But we're going to talk today a little bit about some of the rules of, in my opinion, ethics and civility with respect to these parties. Now, we have three Republicans. Actually, we have six Republicans. But we have three who have a good chance of scoring a big percentage of the vote here in North Florida. The incumbent, of course, Lenny Curry. The challenger at this point in the lead, if you want to call it in the lead, the challenger, Anna Brochet, and then another challenger who's making a good show of it, Jimmy Hill. Anna and Lenny have been firing back and forth at each other with television commercials for a little while now. In fact, Mayor Curry started well over a month before she even entered her name in as an official candidate for mayor. He started with some pretty significant attack ads. And then, of course, once she threw her hat in the ring, there was a second ad. And she's, of course, countered with her own ad. And now he's come back with a third ad. From what I understand, the Curry administration is in spending upwards of $40,000 a week for television advertising, not including print or radio. I'm not exactly sure what is going on there. But recently, as recent as today, this morning, Dean Black, the newly minted chairman of the Republican Executive Committee, felt it was necessary to fire off a statement questioning the loyalty of Anna Brochet. Now, those of you that don't live, eat, and breathe politics like I do, or like many of my colleagues do, you heard Ed Dean talking about it this morning on the Ed Dean Show, which airs here Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Get up sometime early. It's a good show to listen to. We researched out to find out what the rules were on, you know, the 11th commandment, as Ronald Reagan said, thou shalt not speak badly of a fellow Republican. Well, there is actually a rule. It's Rule 8 in the Rules of Civility and Professional Order within the State Republican Party profile. So the State Republican Party profile says that these individually sanctioned clubs like the Republican Executive Committee and some of the other sanctioned Republican clubs here in North Florida, when there are multiple Republicans in a race, those clubs are not supposed to take sides. They're actually supposed to do the best of their ability to make everything equal between the candidates and allow the voters to decide who they want as their representation on the Republican side of the ticket. And then once you get into the general election, when it's Republicans squaring off against Democrats, then, of course, it's Katie bar the door, because at that point in time, all the clubs, all the Republican Executive Committee, everything can throw their 100% support behind a particular candidate. Now, we saw this come up once before in the race where Mayor Curry ran the first time, and the Republican Executive Committee had to choose between supporting Mayor Curry or supporting Bill Bishop. And they chose, for some reason, to go against statewide policy and vote to support Mayor Curry. And there were some questionable actions there. And it seems like they didn't learn from that first lesson of the public backlash and upset and I don't want to say unrest, because most of the folks in the Republican Executive Committee haven't been unrested in a long, long time. But that being said, they're doing it all over again with this letter. And if you haven't read it, it's too long to read, and it's really a violation of any policy on talk radio to read some other letter. But what I find curious is that it was published in Florida Politics Today. They must have had a copy early. And then, of course, the Republican Party of Duval County has it up on their website, a complete synopsis under the name Duval GOP Chair Challenges Brochet's Loyalty. And then just kind of off of a fluke, I had a listener hand me a letter from a third party that's an exact almost template of the letter that was issued by Dean Black. And the letter, of course, is printed by a computer, but it's not on any kind of official stationery. But at the bottom, it has the name Alexander Pantanakis and his private phone number, which I've verified because I have his private phone number. Now, if that name Alexander Pantanakis sounds familiar to you, it's because he was involved in the debacle with respect to closing out the election by filing the paperwork for Kenny Lay, which ultimately, in my opinion, was the undoing of Angela Corey's campaign when she ran for re-election as state attorney. It's just odd how the same names pop up all the time. I reached out to Alexander for a comment on this letter, and as of the time we went to air, I didn't get anything back. So I don't know whether he plans to respond to my question as to whether or not he authorized this letter or wrote the template for Dean Black. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. I want to know what you think. Here on The Last Word, today the last word being in politics, we're going to step away for a minute, and we'll be right back. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
At Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care, we stay focused on just two things: our customers and our employees. I'm Dean Black, local Amco owner. Of course, there's nothing more important than taking care of every customer to make sure they get their repairs done right at the right price. And we can take great care of our customers because we hire great people and we treat them well. That's how we deliver extraordinary service to our customers. Visit any of our seven area Amco locations where we'll happily provide a free review of your repair needs. Looking for a new opportunity? Please apply. We're always looking for new professionals to add to our teams. And at Amco, you're off on Saturdays and Sundays to recharge and be with your families. Yes, Amco is a great place to do business because Amco is a great place to work. Find the Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care Center nearest you online, amcojacksonville.com.
AAMCO, Amco Transmissions.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. My name is Bill Hay. I'm the host of I'm Speaking Plainly, heard here on WBOB from 6 to 9 on Saturday nights. You're driving home today. You're listening to live and local radio. This is kind of a new thing. We're into our, well, this starts our, what, fifth week, AJ, or sixth week? One
yes,
or the other.
Time's been flying by.
Yeah, it has been.
You know, but there used to be a,
I think it's our fifth
week. Used to be talk shows all during the day years ago in Jacksonville, but somehow that kind of went away.
Well, you know, we're bringing it back, just like we do
That's
so
right.
many things. We're cutting edge here on WBOB on everything that we do, including our political forums. And in this particular case, we're into a political forum today relative to a pretty controversial act taken on by a group of people here. You know, not all Republicans vote along the same lines just because they have an R after their name, and especially in a unitary election. For those of you that are listening that don't understand, you may be a registered Democrat, you may be an independent or no party affiliation, but in this unitary election, it doesn't matter. You can go in and you can vote for the candidate of your choice. If the Democrats had fielded a candidate and you were a Republican, you could certainly vote for the Democratic candidate for mayor, but they didn't field one. And so there are quite a few Republican candidates that are taking a shot at the top office here in Jacksonville. And those of you that are Democrats, because they didn't field a candidate, you're feeling an outreach. You're feeling an outreach from many of the Democrats here in North Florida. And what I find very hypocritical about this letter from the chairman of the Republican Executive Committee, and by the way, we're going to have the most recent former chair of the Republican Executive Committee live in the studio here with me on Thursday for The Last Word, and that's at 5 o'clock. And she's going to be shedding her insight on state party rules and whether or not this timing on this letter was appropriate for the chairman to have produced, or if it happened to have been produced by someone who is currently running a marketing and consulting and representing firm, an agency for political candidates. Like I mentioned earlier, I have a copy of a letter that's just here on non-official stationery that was given to me that is an exact copy produced by someone who isn't the chairman of the Republican Executive Committee. So venture to say, did this person write this as a template for the current chairman's remarks? Don't know. Would like to find out. Extended an olive branch and a phone call out to the person whose name is at the bottom of this template, but yet they have not called me back for some reason. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe they don't want to address it publicly. Maybe not saying anything is tantamount to saying, yeah, I provided a skeleton. I provided a crib note list by which the chairman could form his own press release. Not sure. Yet to be determined. I'll have the answer for you hopefully by Thursday. But the hypocritical nature of this letter is that we've seen the Curry administration using probably the greatest retread of all time here in local politics, former school board chairman, former state representative, former city councilman, former mayor, now back to city councilman again, registered Democrat, you know, five times retreaded in different offices, now on a television commercial supporting the Curry administration. And yet, because Ms. Brochet went out and hired the former marketing director for the Democratic Party, that is somehow so much terribly wrong with that action over actually having someone appear on television on your behalf. I don't get it. I don't understand the hypocrisy. And I would truly hope that the hypocrisy would rend itself out in the public forum. We have a candidate who's constantly talking about transparency and constantly talking about putting issues out so that the public can decide. Well, here is a candidate who is apparently stepping across party lines to go to Democratic caucus sections, going to women in leadership role luncheons, going to multiple different facilities, multiple different events around town, and yet she's called out as being, for lack of a better word, a rhino, which if you don't live and breathe this, rhino is Republican in name only. And I think that's a very, very big jump to make when someone is running in a campaign where there is no challenging candidate from the opposing party. Why wouldn't you want to step across party lines? And anybody who follows politics in North Florida, like I do, like Ed Dean does, like Roger Henderson does, like so many people here on this conservative talk radio station, understands that no candidate can win as mayor of Duval County without having secured some of the Democratic vote, some of it. And the reason being, you have to win 50% plus one. And in order to get that 50% plus one, you're going to have to get some of those Democrats to jump ship and come over and vote for you. It's just not mathematically possible for the Republicans or the Democrats to win that office by themselves. You're going to have some people that step across the line. And so going out and trying to attract those people to try and find a common ground with those people seems like something that every candidate for mayor would want to do. And it looks like every candidate, or at least the ones that are out in front is doing that. Jimmy Hill's doing that. Anna Brochet's doing that. Lenny Curry's doing that in respect to having Al Lawson appear on his behalf, in respect to having Tommy Hazzuri appear on his behalf. But apparently, for some reason, Anna Brochet doing it is the end-all, be-all evil in the mind, in the hearts, and in the words of the Republican Executive Committee chairman. And I want to get his thoughts on it. I've reached out to him also. He's not at the office today. I haven't been able to reach him at his personal place of business, because all of these guys have real jobs in the real world outside of just working for politics all day, as do I. And that's not anything to be ashamed of, because sometimes politics just doesn't pay unless you're an elected official, then it appears to do really well. Let's go to Marty at the top. Marty, welcome to The Last Word.
You'll have to excuse me. I have my global warming cold from all of the heat we've been having. Listen, I want to talk about the new secession from the union. There is a thing going on, and I'd like to bring it to people's attention. I heard the other day that California has declared that it's officially a sanctuary state. We have the governor of California pulling back National Guard troops that were helping to patrol the border. We have a lot of stuff going on where the Democratic officials are openly going against the will of the U.S. government and of the people. And something else, I wanted to throw in a little tidbit. They have this so-called controversy about the statues, about honoring Americans who fought on the side of the Confederacy. There are several buildings or halls in Columbia University that have been named after convicted Puerto Rican terrorists. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not, Marty. I'm not. But it is something that has come to light here in this particular mayoral race about taking down the Confederate statues. There's a organization called Take 'em Down Jacks. You're affiliated with, or you're familiar with, a group that came to St. Augustine and tried to do that very same thing in your hometown.
Leader of that group, without mentioning names, comes from Gainesville. They're a bunch of troublemakers. A lot of them are white communists, and they just go out to destroy our history. The people from the Confederacy who died were Americans fighting for something they believed in. If you want to say it was like a large-scale family dispute, brothers against brothers, whatever, but okay, we all have certain skeletons in our closet, but between this and the new secession where people are helping, I want to say this.
Marty, I got to go quick today, buddy. The phone lines are backing up and we're off topic. Go quick.
The people that were killed in Fort Sumter, the start of the Civil War, probably many more people are being killed by illegal aliens, okay, MS-13 or whatever. And think about it, folks. Good show. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Marty. I appreciate it, buddy. We're trying to stay. I've got phone lines are backing up. Apparently, we've hit a nerve there. Aaron, Blake, I'll get to you just as soon as we get back. It wouldn't be fair for me to bring you up now because the music's about to start, which is going to time me down for a minute. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. If you'd like to reach me on Facebook to send me a comment, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly. Or you can reach me by snail mail, Bill at 600WBOB.com. I try to read and respond to every single email that I get. Sometimes I'm a little bit slow. I have gotten more than 20 comments just on the letter writing campaign by the Republican Executive Committee chairman alone. So we're gonna get into that a little more deeply and take some phone calls from you when we get back. Remember that tomorrow is The Last Word in insurance with Dan, the insurance man. And then following on behind that, The Last Word in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Today, we've opened up a can of worms, 20-plus people looking to comment, and I'm excited about taking a couple of phone calls when we get back. What do you think? Weigh in, 222-TALK, 222-8255. If the rules state that the Republican Executive Committee, the chief branch of the Republican Party here in North Florida, is not supposed to come out and either chastise or criticize or support one candidate over another when multiple Republicans are entered into the race. And then we have this letter, which is public record. You can see it on Florida Politics Today, or you can see it on my website a little bit later. I'm going to put up a copy of it. I'd like to vet this a little better and find out, where's the hypocrisy here? I just don't get it myself. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is assailing Democrats over faltering border security negotiations. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters Monday at the White House at an event attended by local sheriffs. He says construction on a border barrier is already underway, but he says if Democrats were up against people who will want to allow out criminals in our society. Border security negotiations stalled over the weekend over Democratic demands to limit the number of migrants whom federal authorities can detain. In Battle, Virginia, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has lost several staff members after two women accused him of sexual assault, and much of the state's political establishment called for him to resign. Two of his three state staffers resigned, as well as the director and the fundraiser of his political action committee. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 53 points. The Nasdaq rose 10. The S&P advanced 2. Oil down 31 cents to close at $52.41 a barrel. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
Daddy, I thought you were going to take me to the park.
I will, baby. I just have to get the grass cut first.
Grr, why won't you start?
Daddy, it's getting dark outside.
I'm sorry. We'll go to the park another time.
Grr.
Men, don't let this happen to you. Your family depends on you to spend time with them, which means you need power equipment you can depend on, and nothing is as dependable as a Gravely. Gravely has been in the business of giving weekends back ever since Benjamin Gravely patented his motor plow in 1916. That's over 100 years of business. Gravely has the most comprehensive line of mowers on the market, from the economical and compact ZT series to the industrial strength ProTurn series. Gravely is guaranteed to have the right model to fit your needs. Come see the full line of Gravely mowers and job site vehicles at Jacksonville's newest Gravely preferred dealer, Tools for a Time. And mark your calendars for our annual Demo Day sale, Saturday, March 9th, where you can test drive and save on the last mower you'll ever need, a Gravely at Tools for a Time.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hey, John.
What's up, Steve? How are those New Year's resolutions going?
Great. I bought some running shoes at the New Balance store. Now I can run faster, jump higher, and work out longer. They always make sure that I'm fit properly and get the right shoe for my needs.
I love the New Balance store. They have everything I need in apparel and footwear, running, walking, training, tennis, and baseball. Oh, and their dress and casual shoes are awesome.
Well, apparently, word's getting around. Now some of my other friends and relatives are asking about the New Balance store and their awesome fit specialists.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store. With their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E with a huge selection of styles and colors. Recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Major delays because of a crash on the East Beltway, 295 southbound at the exit at Gate Parkway. That's blocking the right lane. Also delays because of emergency vehicles on the East Beltway as well. 295 at the southbound ramp to Monument Road. That off-ramp remains closed. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, low 61 Tuesday, partly sunny and breezy, high 81.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics, and I'm Bill Hay. I'm your host normally at I'm Speaking Plainly on Saturday nights from 6 to 9, but we have this great show here for this hour between 5 and 6, where we promote local talk and local businesses, and we bring up topics of interest. And it's a great live and local afternoon drive time show. I'm hoping that those of you that are out there aren't stuck in traffic. And think about this. If the current administration gets their way, the Hart Bridge is going to be even more backed up. So think about that. There's still an opportunity to reverse this if we change the leadership at the city council level and others here in town. So if you're stuck in traffic, think about that when you go to the voting booth on March. And we've got Aaron on the line. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity. In regards to the letter that was sent out this, I'm guessing it was this morning from the Duval GOP chair, I understand and I disagree at the same time. I understand in the sense that every candidate, every Republican candidate, whether or not there's a Democrat candidate in the race, every Republican candidate should reach out to Democratic voters nonetheless. The issue, I think, and I think that the chair was trying to make, was that the Councilwoman Brochet obviously is more to the left on a lot of issues, not just in that she's reaching out to the Democrats, but she is sharing many of their ideas, the HRO, fiscal policy, et cetera. However, do I believe that the local Republican Party as a whole should get involved in this race? I think we as voters need to go back to 2016 to the news that came down from the former DNC chair, Donna Brazile, about the 2016 Democratic presidential primary, where the Democratic Party, the Democrat National Committee, weighed in the primary in favor, really rigging the primary in favor of Hillary Clinton. And we as conservatives and as Republicans were rightly, you know, disgusted by that. That has no place in democracy. We need to let the primary voters make that decision. We need to bring that, as much as we may disagree with, you know, the policies of a candidate like Ms. Brochet, it needs to be the individual campaigns bringing that issue to the forefront and allowing the voters to be able to hear from all sides, from Jimmy Hill, from Lenny Curry, from Anna Brochet, and allowing them to make the decision. And unfortunately, I mean, whether that means let the nasty commercials come and voters can make decisions based on those commercials and decide to go with a candidate, maybe like Jimmy Hill, who's not going to be throwing that mud.
Right. And I understand, and Aaron, it's obvious by the timbre and the tone of your voice that you've mentioned Jimmy Hill twice in this, and so you're obviously a Jimmy Hill supporter. And I had someone else who chose to yell and scream and carry on who was online too, who was also a Jimmy Hill supporter. And mm-hmm. I did not want to air his call because – not because he was a Jimmy Hill supporter, but because this is not an opportunity to be live on the air to sling mud. We're not sure. conducting that kind of a show. And the fact that you've had some interesting topics and some interesting comments and some civilly presented topics, I think is a wonderful thing. Now, you did throw in the HRO. For me, from a personal standpoint, you guys that are still really upset and hurt over the HRO, you know, you just got to let it go. I mean, we can't move forward if we keep looking back. And the HRO thing is a big thing for a lot of the Christians here in town, a lot of the radical Christian support groups are really all over anybody that has anything to do with the HRO. But remember, the mayor signed that HRO bill within hours of it passing through city council. When he had promised a bunch of groups that he was just going to let it go into law without his signature. So I'm not hearing much pushback on that action, but I'm hearing a lot of pushback on folks that said they weren't going to support it when they're up there on the dais with the as a city council representative. It seems we want to pick and choose who we're angry at, and I don't think that's fair.
Oh, no, I absolutely oppose the action that Mayor Curry took. And to clarify, he did not sign it. He allowed it to go in law without his signature. But I'm just as opposed to his action as I am to Councilwoman Brochet's action. They both campaigned on certain issues and then failed to keep their promises later. So no, I hold.
Well, let me ask you this, Aaron. If we could put all that other side and yes, let's step forward from that. When are you guys going to let go on the HRO thing? I mean, we're not seeing business owners hauled into court saying that you gay bashed me. We're not seeing mm-hmm. business owners being told that, you know, they fired a woman because she was a lesbian, or they hired somebody else because they found out that this server was gay or this guy, you know, we're not seeing that. It's not in the newspaper. And I guarantee you that if it was happening, it would be in the newspaper because that seems to be something that everybody gravitates on. So at what point in time is it time to just let it go?
Well, I would point to the example of, for instance, states that passed the HRO similar to what we passed in Jacksonville, like Oregon or Washington or other cities. They did not see the repercussions of that legislation until 10 or 20 years down the road from the passage of that legislation. That's the subtle danger in this type of legislation. And this is more than just about, you know, LGBT stuff in terms of hiring and firing. This is dealing with basic core principles that were of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of association, privacy of women and children. I'll never stop fighting to say that a biological man, forget a transgender individual, those aren't the individuals I'm concerned about. It's the biological perverts, the males, who are using the guise of being a transgender when they are not, to be able to go into women's restrooms, locker rooms, and shower rooms to be able to do their perversion, do whatever they want. I'm not talking about the transgender community. So when will I give up fighting for that? Never. When will I give up fighting for the Constitution? Never.
Well, let me ask you this, Aaron. And you brought up you brought up men using women's bathrooms, or most of the businesses I see, and I was in one yesterday that had a really interesting sign, but most of the businesses that I see have taken down men's or women's restroom moniker signs and have put up dual facility signs and put deadbolts on the doors. And most have gone to smaller bathrooms where there's just a one position. And so when the bathroom is occupied, it's occupied. But I mean, we're not seeing in Jacksonville, and I'm going back, 2 years now, I guess, since all this started, not seeing a big, it hasn't hit the news that some man's walked into a bathroom somewhere and assaulted a woman, or vice versa. There hasn't been a woman walking into a man's restroom and claim that she was assaulted while she was in there, which I would have actually expected first, to be honest with you. So are we not worried about something that hasn't happened yet? I mean, if I took off in the helicopter every day and worried about the bolt coming off the main rotor head, then I'm going to spend my whole lifetime worried about that. I might as well not even fly at all.
Yeah. Well, no, I totally understand what you're saying. But the thing is, I think we need to look at the news reports. We've seen news reports of sexual assault and of sexual crime going on. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not going to say whether the numbers have specifically spiked up majorly, but we see it. The problem is when a person goes into a restroom and does something wrong, or a locker room or in those private facilities, they don't go to the news media and go to the judge and say, I did this because of this legislation here and bill here. And the news media just reports there was a sexual assault here. There was this incident that happened here. The media, and it's, whether it's that we could say it's their job or not, and whether we say they're biased or not, they're not reporting the connection to a piece of legislation 2 years ago and connecting dots to say this is why this person did it. And like I said, criminals don't come and say, oh, yes, that's what the reason why I did this is because of Bill 2000, whatever, that was passed on this date and signed by year. So it unfortunately, we can't put the media does not put the pieces together on that. But to say that we have not had incidences of sexual violence and assault and things like that, it's just not true. And really, it's just
we had instances of sexual violence and assault long before this bill ever came to law, long before we ever even started talking about it. It occurred in the 60s and the 70s and the 50s and the 40s. I mean, it's happened out there in our world since the days of Roman times. But now, for some reason or another, there are groups here in town, and obviously many of them are associated with the church crowd, that are just rabid about the LGBT community. I get emails and statistics all the time, you know, that Jacksonville is the highest rated LGBT community in the entire East Coast of the United States. Well, you have to be looking for that statistic. Why? Why? I mean, it's not like you walk down the street and you see hundreds of men and women, men and men, or women and women holding hands and public displays of affection. I mean, I can go my whole day probably without seeing a single gay or lesbian couple out there. And I just don't understand why it's occupied so many people. And it just seems to be a burr under the saddle of huge groups around town. I just don't get it.
Again, basically, it's not necessarily the issue of the LGBT community. It's the issue of the men, biological men, who will use that clause to be able to do harm to others. But I've seen that, definitely, in Jacksonville. And it's basically, this legislation didn't create that, but it creates more of an opening to that, and where other people can ask questions.
Aaron, the computer's going to take it away from you. I've had a great time talking with you today. I appreciate your call here on The Last Word. We're going to step away for just a minute. We'll be right back.
Attention, all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. AJ, you never know how deep the quick is going to hurt. The person that I didn't allow on the air,
right,
who I never mentioned their name,
mm-hmm,
called my personal cell phone and ranted for a minute and a half about how I disparaged him, but I never mentioned his name.
No public, but just you gave your reason.
I gave my reason, and that was it, and I stand by that reason. You know, Saturday night, we can turn this into a he said, she said, because Saturday night's my opinion show. And we can get down in the mud and grabble around a little bit. But on this afternoon, 5 to 6 o'clock, this is an unbiased reflection of the news.
Well, I know that you welcome any call and all callers. But the thing is, you are the host and you do have the final
The final say. Word. The last word,
you
as it
were. You have the last word. Imagine that.
That's a good name for this show. Maybe we ought to think about that. The last word in politics. Anyway. Guys, tomorrow is the last word in insurance, and I really want you to join me with Dan, the insurance man. It may seem a little odd, but I have learned a great deal by being the moderator of this show. This guy is, He is end all, be all, everything to do with home insurance and car insurance and life insurance and everything. And so I moderate that show on Tuesdays. I moderate another show called The Last Word in Real Estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita Hiles, a really good show there. A lot of interesting guests coming in.
And this real estate market is hot.
The real estate market is hot. At that point in time, if it was Anita Hiles' show, you would have been pressing the button and doing hot thing. Yeah,
It is hot. This is one of the best real estate markets in the country.
They're saying
the last few years.
Yeah, they're saying that there's not enough houses for people to buy.
A lot of younger people are moving to Jacksonville. In the tech sector, which my son is employed here and has been and doing great. You know, the actual salaries in tech are above average in Jacksonville. And the market, for example, in South Florida, housing costs about 50% more.
Exactly. Cost of living is way high.
But in that tech sector, actually, the salaries at the better companies are better here. So
right.
That's a double advantage. So that's why people are heading towards Jacksonville.
That's why we love living here.
I've been here for almost 40 years. Yeah, all right, 40 years.
I've been here 57, all my life.
Oh, that's right.
In the same spot. Well, I've got fungus and fern growing under me for being in the same spot. You know what's interesting?
Well, if you spit on the ground, something's going to grow in Jacksonville. It's that humid sometimes.
Here's the thing, AJ. You and I sit here. We do these shows. You did my Saturday night political show. Now we're doing this weekday political show. And no matter what, the one thing, Jacksonville is great all the way around. It's a great place. It's got great climate. We've got some rainy days. We've got some cold days. We've got some really, really hot days. Most of the time, we've got beautiful sunshine. We've got access to the beach. But unfortunately, we also have a lot of the trappings of any town trying to be bigger than it's able to be.
Yeah, and there are varied opinions like everything else.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't like the fact that Jacksonville is growing. But hey, and barring any disaster, and we don't want that, this area will grow in Florida.
And Jacksonville also suffers from the pitfalls that many cities like it do. Tampa went through it about 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Atlanta went through it about 30, 40 years ago. A lot of corruption at the top. A lot of influence peddling. We saw it in Atlanta. It was making the national news on a regular basis.
And now one of the top 10 metros in the country.
Exactly. $6.5 billion in television production, movie and television production there last year alone. It is part of the helicopter business, watching that movie mm-hmm. and television production. Jacksonville could have had that here. But Jacksonville ran away all of television and production companies.
There was a period, what was it, in the 80s?
Yeah.
When we were doing
Travolta
pretty well.
Travolta was coming here. Right. Kubrick was coming here. Don Simpson Bruckheimer was coming here. All of those folks are used to getting treated the way they get treated in Hollywood. Right. I worked out there as a pilot for a little bit, and when you go and you want to shoot on Rodeo Drive at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, you call them on Monday as a director or a site locator, and you say, we want to shoot a scene at 3 o'clock on Rodeo from this block to this block, and it's going to be a 30-minute shoot set. And they roll out there with city trucks. They put up barricades. They bring in all the stuff that the crews need. And they shoot the scene and they go away. Jacksonville saw this influx of movie and television production wanting to be had here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they start the Film Institute of Jacksonville, this committee that they
Sounds
put together.
Pretty, official.
It's a joke. they wanted to have an entire off-duty fire crew with emergency services personnel renting the ambulance, paying all the salaries for secondary employment, plus having 5 off-duty police officers, law enforcement officers, paying for their secondary employment, and 2 weeks' notice plus $25 million liability insurance policy. And
they drove everybody off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, the funny thing is that's a repeat of history since in the 1920s, Jacksonville could have been the early Hollywood, and the producers loved the weather on the East Coast. They came down here, and we ran them off then.
Jacksonville actually was. Hey, the phone's ringing over there. Somebody wants to talk to you. You're listening to The Last Word. We brought up a letter written by the Republican Executive Committee chairman, or at least we think it was written by him. It was put out by him. It was labeled with his name, but I have a template here that apparently was written by someone else. Not really sure. We're going to try and run that down for you, but It's signed by a totally different gentleman altogether, a gentleman with an interesting political history here in North Florida. So we're gonna try and see if we can find out whether or not his letter was the template for Dean Black's letter. But as we've been talking about today, it's interesting in and of itself that in a situation where the Republican Party has multiple Republican candidates, why the Republican Executive Committee chairman would come out and chastise one over the other for what in the public eye appears to be something that both candidates are doing. You know, you can either look at the television commercial presented by Tommy Hazzuri on behalf of Lenny Curry, or you can look at the fact that the Brochet campaign hired somebody that used to work for the Democratic Party. I mean, where's the lesser of two lessers, or in a better stance, where's the lesser of two evils? We're going to talk more about this on Thursday when Karen Morton, the former chairman of the Republican Party, agreed to come in and sit and talk with us and give us a play-by-play and a point-by-point relative to the bylaws and the rules and regulations of the statewide Republican Party, which all of the other Republican clubs in the area fall under and must abide by. I'm trying to get AJ. AJ, if you've got somebody on the phone that's coming up, let me get it real quick because we're about to go to break. So if you can send him through, I don't know who this is, but we're going to bring you up live. I have no idea who's on the line because AJ didn't get to it, but I didn't want to disrespect you by not letting you in. We got about a minute and a half. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
It's Lori.
Hey, Lori.
I just want to understand is how would you ever support Anna Brochet for anything when you think a woman's place is at home?
Well, the reason that by my own standards, I can't support one candidate over the other. That's just, that would not be appropriate for me.
You don't think you're subliminally prejudiced?
No.
Subliminally? Well, if you honestly believe a woman's place is at home and you're willing to put it all over the radio, that comes in a form of a contradiction to me.
Well, I'm sorry that you and I, this is going back to the Saturday night show.
Oh, sure.
But it's more than...
way before that, too.
I'm just trying to understand the
contradiction.
Well, if you'll let me get a word in edgewise, Lori, I'll try to explain it to you before we lose the last couple of minutes.
Why don't I hang up and you talk on it off the air where I won't interrupt?
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks, Lori.
Bye.
Lori's a regular caller here to the Saturday night show. She's upset and has been for quite some time because I believe that the American family has been set back quite a bit by the manufactured requirement that every household have a two-party income. And that started back in the 60s and the 70s when women left the workplace and decided that being a housewife probably wasn't the most expensive or the most exciting thing they could do. And they wanted to have their own income and their own lifestyle and their own source of revenue. And because of that, it was written and is a proven fact that automobiles cost more because we now have both men and women in the household working, some with two jobs. Imagine that.
Wow.
Imagine wanting to have a car so nice that your husband had to have two jobs and your wife had one job and then was also trying to take care of kids. You know, the bottom line is if we'd stop living in these manufactured worlds where we think we have to have the latest and greatest Xbox or the latest and greatest car, or the latest and greatest watch, then eventually those prices on those items would come down to where just one person working in a family would be able to afford it. So we'll talk more about this. Lori, I encourage you, give me a call Saturday night. We'll continue our debate on that. You're listening to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in politics. We'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon for The Last Word in insurance with Dan Dan, the insurance man. Goodbye.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our